Regret is something that everyone feels time to time. Regret is always an experience to grow from. Decisions people make have limitless outcomes, but those decisions sometimes become the biggest regret in your life. Regret is something in the past that you wish you could change. It sometimes even bugs you. The regret could be something you said, what you heard and then passed on, what you saw, and so much more. It could be permanent, or you can try to fix it. But most situations, getting another opportunity to change that regret is rare. Letting a regret might motivate you or hold you back, but it's your decision. I have this story about a student who changed their regret that many people don't always get the chance to.
One thing that I regret in life is not fully appreciating the opportunity I was given to travel all over Europe when I was younger. Because of my dad's job and his job placement in England, we had that opportunity. And I really did not appreciate every country we visited and how cool of an experience it really was.
This is Ellie Manlick. She is a senior in the class of 2017 at Carmel High School. Here is her story.
When I was little, I used to go to Park Tutor, and I went there all the way up until third grade, and then that's when things like kind of changed. Before third grade year, Dad told us that we were moving to England because of his job, and like little Ellie didn't really think much about this and was like, oh, that's super cool. So my family and I, we moved to England in a small town called Derby, and we lived there for a little under 2 years. It was probably about 18, 19 months that we lived there. It was really awesome. I went to a little private school, wore a really strict uniform every day, all that jazz. And then my mom is a French teacher, so she kind of took the initiative and was like, oh, we're this close, we're already over the pond, I'm gonna move my family to France, because why not? I have connections in France. She studied abroad in France when she was in high school, so she's kept in really close contact with her French family. So we ended up living in the same small town of Saint-Brieuc with her French family in our own little apartment. Went to a French-speaking school, all French-speaking school, for about 4 or 5 months while we were over there. And it was just such a cool experience now that I'm looking back on it. I mean, when I was over there, the only things I was really concerned about was that I left all of my friends behind at Park Tutor. So I didn't really see how I was making new friends in two completely different countries. I really wish that I would have kind of seen how cool it was and how not many people get that opportunity, you know, and how I should have made the most out of every small trip we made, like, or every small trip we took, you know, even if it was just a weekend trip to London.
Her new perspective was to not regret those attitudes.
Because I've like learned from it. Like I told myself, specifically going into my study abroad program, I told myself like, I will get the most out of this experience. Like I will not let myself have a positive attitude, and like I will not regret not building relationships with my family or not learning the language in all areas that I can, you know? I kind of told myself, experience the culture, experience everything you can, make the most out of your time there because it is so short. Like I wasn't gonna be there forever. I still had a blast when I was younger in England and France, but I then learned to kind of have an even more enjoyable time in France.
Ellie changed her past attitude by taking the opportunity that was given to her through a study abroad program as a junior in high school. She studied abroad in France in the summer of 2016.
I went through the Indiana University Honors Program of Foreign Language and spent 6.5 weeks over in France on a complete immersion program. I lived with a host family. We were allowed no English, so I didn't speak English the whole time I was there. I took classes every day and we went on excursions, and yeah, it was really fun. I was allowed an hour of internet a week to kind of communicate back home and upload pictures and stuff, so.
In France, she was assigned to a host family, and her initial thoughts about them changed over time.
Initially, I was like, oh, they're all so nice. Like, are they just being nice because they know I'm scared and have no idea what they're saying? I lived with the Pilon family. So Beatrice, she was my mother. And then Sylvain, he was my father. They had five kids, although only two of them lived at the house with me because they were all older. So I had, the youngest was my sister Claire. She was 17. So my Geoffroy, he was 20, I believe. And he lived at the house as well. There was Ameline, she was 23. There was Jocelyn, he was 25, or is 25, I guess I could say. And then Nolan, and she's 27. So Ameline, Jocelyn, and Nolan, they all live with their spouses, with their own kids. But I saw them regularly. I saw them all the time. We would have big family dinners every week, or they'd pop by the house. And from week one, from day one, I should say, I felt like part of the family. It was never kind of a matter of, ooh, I don't fit in with them. It was always, wow, they're so welcoming. Like, I am one of their kids. Like, I am their sister. I also had a dog, a cat, and a turtle. So that was new to me. And then throughout, I just started to kind of get to know them better and realize that, wow, they are like some of the most genuinely nice people I know. You know, I mean, when I think about it, how many people would accept a foreign student who knows nothing of, or I shouldn't say nothing, but knows very little, into their home with open arms, you know, and that's exactly what they did.
Through the recognition of the regret, it helped her attitude and her experience for the better. Her attitude when she was young influenced her desire to go back to France. Her trip became so much more than just a program that teaches about the culture and language. It became more about the people who she surrounded herself with.
But I think the most memorable thing by far is just the relationships that I made. I mean, yeah, it was super cool to come back with almost fluent language proficiency and all the knowledge that I learned throughout my classes and just being there. But if I had not gone on the program, I made some of the best friends I'll ever have on the program, because the friendships and like relationships I made, as well as, of course, my like relationship with my family. You know, like I said, I have another family now in France, which is crazy to think that like they love me and I love them. And then afterwards, I mean, I didn't really change. If anything, I just kind of grew more attached to them and realized how much I actually cared about them and how much they cared about me. And I consider them my family now. So it's cool to think that I have another family across the pond, 5,000 miles away.
Her chance to go back to France was a journey to remember, because she was going back to France with a different mindset, and her regret disappeared.
I feel like I almost learned a little bit from like attitudes of how cool it is to have that opportunity, and if you're given an opportunity, as neat as that opportunity, to not take it for granted and really make the most out of it, you know, so.
All in all, not everyone gets another shot at what they regret from the past. In Ellie's story, she did. She had a trip that she will always cherish. Moral of the story is, take your chances with your regret, or you may never get an opportunity again. For WHJE, this has been Mike Haristy with the podcast of The Ugly Truth. More podcasts like this can be found at whje.com.